Those little bastards were hiding out there in the tall grass. The moon was not quite full, but bright, and it was behind them, so I could see them as plain as day, though it was deep night. Lightning bugs flashed against the black canvas. I waited at Miss Watson's kitchen door, rocked a loose stepboard with my foot, knew she was going to tell me to fix it tomorrow. I was waiting there for her to give me a pan of cornbread that she had made with my Sadie's recipe. Waiting is a big part of a slave's life. Waiting and waiting to wait some more. Waiting for demands. Waiting for food. Waiting for the ends of days. Waiting for the just and deserved Christian reward at the end of it all. Those white boys, Huck and Tom, watched me. They were always playing some kind of pretending game where I was either a villain or prey, but certainly their toy. They hopped about there with the chiggers, mosquitoes, and other biting bugs, but never made any progress toward me. It always pays to give white folks what they want. So I stepped into the yard and called out into the night. "Who that there? In the dark like that?" They rustled clumsily about, giggled. Those boys couldn't sneak up on a blind and deaf man while a band was playing. I would rather have been wasting time counting lightning bugs than bothering with them. "I guess I just gonna set these old bones down on this here porch and watch out for that noise again. Maybe there'll be some old demon or witch out there. I'm gonna stay right here where it'd be safe." I sat on the top step and leaned back against the post. I was tired, so I closed my eyes. The boys whispered excitedly to each other, and I could hear them, clear as a church bell. "Is he asleep already?" Huck asked. "I reckon so. I heard niggas can fall asleep just like that," Tom said, and snapped his fingers. "Shh," Huck said. "I say we ties him up," Tom said. "Tie him up to that porch post what he's leaning against."
"No," said Huck.
"What if he wakes up and makes a ruckus? Then I gets found out for being outside and not in bed like I'm supposed to be."
"Okay.
But you know what? I need me some candles. I'm gonna slip into Miss Watson's kitchen and get me some."
"What if you wake Jim?"
"I ain't gonna wake nobody. Thunder can't even wake a sleeping nigger. Don't you know nothing? Thunder, nor lightning, nor roaring lions. I hear tell of one that slept right through an earthquake." "What you suppose an earthquake feels like?" Huck asked.
"Like when your pa wakes you up in the middle of the night."
The boys sneaked awkwardly, crawled knees over fists, and none too quietly across the complaining boards of the porch and inside through the Dutch door of Miss Watson's kitchen. I heard them in there rifling about, opening cabinet doors and drawers. I kept my eyes closed and ignored a mosquito that landed on my arm. "Here we go," Tom said. "I'm gonna just take three."
"You can't just take an old lady's candles," Huck said. "That's stealing. What if they blame Jim for that?"
"Here, I'll leave her this here nickel. That's more than enough. They won't expect no slave. Where's slave gonna get a nickel? Now let's get out of here before she shows up." The boys stepped out onto the porch. I don't imagine that they were hardly aware of all the noise they made.
"You should have left a note, too," Huck said.
"No need for all that," Tom said. "Nickel's plenty." I could feel the boys' eyes turn to me. I remained still.
"What you doing?" Huck asked.
"I'm gonna play a little joke on old Jim."
"You're gonna wake him up is what you're gonna do.
Hush up." Tom stepped behind me and grabbed my hat brim at my ears.